This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Is anyone else concerned about all the unexpected drones over Jersey? What is happening?
It's really, really crazy.
I mean, the government is not giving us answers, and we demand them. People in Jersey have been freaking out over these unexplained drones. And now at least four pilots in Oregon reported UFOs last week. And for a month now, people in New Jersey have been reporting large car-sized drones in the night sky. I mean, these things are the size of a car, and they're like, nah.
Car now, size is crazy.
Well, they have an 8-foot wingspan. This is not a normal drone. The government's like, eh, it's under control. No reason to be alarmed. For a month now, people in Jersey have been reporting these drones in the night sky, and there's all sorts of speculation about what they could possibly be. Some think they're just larger than normal drones being operated from the ground or by other pilots. Others think a foreign government is using them to spy. But what's over New Jersey?
Yeah.
And of course, you know, a lot of people think little green men have not been ruled out just yet. That's a possibility. Some think aliens could even be disguising themselves as these drones. I'm like, well, whatever it is. National security is telling us, do not worry. John Kirby downplayed it at the White House.
Yeah.
He was at a briefing last Wednesday or Thursday, whatever, saying there's no evidence that whatever people are seeing poses a threat to the public or to a national
security. Because they're in on it. They know what's going on. They just won't say to people.
Of course, they always know what's going on, but the FBI is still investigating, they say. Meanwhile, on the other side of the country, at least, like I said, you have all these pilots that have reported UFOs in the sky near Eugene, Oregon. The growing anxiety among some residents is people putting their homes up for sale. It's so bizarre. One woman was so alarmed. She's like, I got to get out of here. She put her home up, put it right on the market after these drones have been over her house for the last month. Take a listen to what Trump said on this just earlier in the week.
Our military knows where they took off from, and for some reason they don't want to comment, and I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows, and our president knows, and for some reason they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it out.
Well, they'd blast it out.
They just blast out that Baja Blast.
Blast it out.
Why is Trump, like, Trump's not even president yet. Like, why is he talking?
Why over Jersey?
Right.
Is it just a bunch of Italian guys on hang gliders looking for a good cannoli?
Yeah, we don't know. That could possibly be. But I do know for a fact that the government knows, and they're just not saying.
I would.
For good reason.
I agree.
Think it's trying to not insert fear into,
of course,
into everything, but people are already fearful, and I think if they actually find out what's going on, they're going to be way more fearful. So just let them sit there and worry. I mean, I don't live in New Jersey, so.
No, you don't.
It doesn't affect me whatsoever.
It's not your circus. It's not your monkey.
Period.
But there's a lot of spacecrafts unidentified that have touched down that people can explain. And a lot of people are saying that the technology that we have today, that's where they got it from.
Interesting.
I don't know about you guys. I would love to get abducted by an alien. I am 100% convinced they are not a threat. I would love to get probed right before the holidays.
Not a nice probe.
Does anyone think that
there's an app for that? We can just, yeah.
Anyone else think these drones have been flying over Jersey for the last month are man-made aircrafts or something we can't explain?
No,
because
they're huge. I know for a fact they're man-made, and I know for a fact.
You don't know for a fact?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Why? What makes you say that?
I'm on conspiracy TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And there's some whispers. I'm not going to say it on air because I don't want to lead fake news. But All I know is that I'm leaning hard into the conspiracy theories, and I think we're in a lot more trouble than we think. And I think, honestly, just let them believe that there's worries going on with, like, I don't know, aliens and things of that nature, because you don't really want to know what's going on.
Now, I believe if you do fly a drone, it has to be registered. I know this year alone in 2024, there's about close to 800,000 drones registered with the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. So sometimes there's speculations. Tommy, he's 12 years old. He gets his first drone. He starts flying it, crashes into somebody's window. All of a sudden, everybody's up in arms.
Yeah.
What's happening? What's going on? But recreational is 387 registered drones. Commercial, 396,000. I didn't know as soon as you get a drone. I don't know if you have to go online and register it. I don't know how it works. I've never owned one.
Me neither.
I'd like to have one.
Maybe, and this could be another total me just pulling things out of thin air. Testing out flying cars. Maybe they are. And they're doing it at night because they don't want anyone to see what's actually going on. That could be really cool.
Flying cars is not, it's not it. All I'm picturing is cars exploding in midair because you gave some 16-year-old teenager their permit.
Could be. They sent him back to the future, so.
Yeah, it's terrible to think about. Couple texts coming in. Brian says, these drones are not man-made, Breezy. They're totally. Yes, we make it invaded. I don't know. Listen, for years and years and years, this is something I've always been big on. I love the whole, are aliens real? Obviously, there's other life out there. You have to be a pretty small-minded person to think. You have to be a pretty small-minded person to think that in the entire universe, it's just us. Come on, stop. Stop.
I do think that.
You don't. There's no way.
There's just no evidence.
What do you mean?
It's like being like, Bigfoot's real. It's like, there's no evidence. There's no evidence. There's just none. So
there's a lot of evidence. There's things we just don't know. But
we see what we want to see. Let's just put it that way.
Believing isn't always, seeing isn't always believing. For some people it is. But this is all very, very exciting. And I know there's some people in Jersey that are freaking out and selling their homes.
Very, very exciting. But people are literally ruining their own lives. He's like, it's so exciting. We're so excited.
I'm just very intrigued. That's what it is. I'm very intrigued by all this. A lot of people think that it's China spying on us. Who's to say? I don't know. But if they were, why Jersey?
I mean, China's doing so much for us. They might as well. You know what I mean? See what's going on. So, without China, there's no Amazon.
Or TikTok.
Or literally anything. So.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
What's your favorite thing about Rochester?
The lake.
Okay, perfect. I was going to say community, so there's that. And that's... That's how we segue a news story. The Rochester Amherst players are all about giving back to the community. They made garbage plates for families staying at the Ronald McDonald House yesterday on Monday.
Oh, nice.
Hockey players and their significant others helped out in the kitchen and grill at the house on Westmoreland Drive. And they provide families housing, food, you know, a place of comfort and support while their children are receiving medical care in Rochester. The house is just blocks away from Golisano Children's Hospital, and the Amherst player said, it's great to give back to the community this time of year. Obviously, the Amherst are in their season. I want to go to an Amherst game here before they wrap up, which obviously isn't anytime soon. But they say Christmas is where everyone comes together, and I feel like we can help bring the community together around the Christmas tree.
And that's what they're doing. And they're doing it with plates.
Yeah. The Amherst are planning on spreading more holiday cheer today on Tuesday by visiting kids at Rochester General and Golisano Children's Hospital. So I don't know if it's the week of giving for the Amherst, but I know for a fact they're just absolutely slaying. They're crushing it.
No pun intended.
They're crushing it.
Yeah. Would love to hear that. That's awesome. I'm glad they're doing that.
Yeah.
God, I could go for a plate right now.
I want to go to an Amerks game ASAP. I haven't been, excuse me, I don't know what's happening with my throat. I haven't been to an Amerks game in years.
Really?
I think it's been like 2 or 3 years.
It has been a while for me as well, too.
They're fun, though. They're really
a lot of fun. So are the Nighthawks. It's a lot of fun. We used to have a basketball team, right? The Razor Sharks? What happened to them? Not around anymore. They got left and then they folded.
Don't forget about the Rhinos.
Can't forget about the Rhinos. How many parents participate in the Elf on the Shelf tradition? Some love it. Others, like Eileen, say, quote, from a parent's perspective, we do not believe we need a spy to encourage our kids to behave well. It's just bad parenting, end quote. We're going to get Eileen on the phone with us, who's going to join us next, and says she has a message for any parents listening who love the Elf on the Shelf tradition. We'll talk to her coming up after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Elf on the Shelf. Yes, a Christmas tradition. He's a mischievous little guy, and he
sure is
Santa's eyes and ears around this time of year. However, there's a lot of people who take issue with this tradition, like Eileen. And at some point in the past, Breezy and I had a conversation about Elf on the Shelf. And I don't know, she had a big problem with this. So she wrote in stating some people who put all their effort into this tradition are just bad parents in general. Right. So, of course, I said, if you agree to come on the air, I will supply you with a $25 gift card to Jines.
Not you bribing listeners.
Sometimes you have to. Also, I'm positive there's got to be a balance of at least maybe $7 on this card, but she doesn't know that.
Stop.
Hi, Eileen.
Hello, it's me.
What? I'm only in it for the gift card.
Hi, guys. I just want to say that I love you all so much, and I listen to you all the time. Okay.
It's very sweet of you.
Of course. So listen, this is just my 2 cents, so take it or leave it. But I could not care less if anyone agrees with me on this. But I got to say, I just find that the parents who put all this effort into this whole Elf on the Shelf schmucky thing trend just is simply so ridiculous. I guess I just don't understand the appeal or something, but I've got 2 kids and they're very well behaved.
Because
my husband and I take the time to actually raise them correctly.
Hold on, Eileen, because you could tell in your message how much you despise this Christmas tradition. Where does that stem from?
Yeah, you're triggered.
I am triggered. It pisses me off.
But why?
Why? Because I'm tired of parents egging their children on just to be better kids instead of actually doing some good parenting. Why do they need some kind of a sneaky ploy? Now, I've got friends, and they got kids. And my kids behave all year round, not just during Christmas time when they want something.
Sure.
Mine are good kids, right? Mine are good.
Uh-huh.
Now, from a parent perspective, we do not believe we need a spy up on a shelf to encourage our kids to behave well.
And that's really what it is, right? Elf on the Shelf is reporting back to Santa, eyes, ears, what have you.
Yes. That's what it's for. And my husband and I choose not to participate in this ridiculous Christmas, I don't even know what you want to call it. I can't even call it a tradition. A lot of people do this, and I think it's just absolutely ridiculous.
I think it's a fairly new tradition, Eileen.
I don't know. The book, I know they came out with the book, Elf on the Shelf, in 2005. I don't know if they turned it into this Christmas tradition thing after that. I have no idea. But people have been doing it for quite some time. And why? I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, if it works for some families, the kids seem to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I have a niece and nephew who love it, I think. Well, I mean, it's not hurting anybody. You got a lot of anger bottled up in you, and Eileen. You got a lot of anger bottled up in you.
Because I'm tired of it. Anyone playing with this elf on the shelf and telling their kids, oh, the elf is watching you from up above, and he's going to report back to Santa if you're not good. It's ridiculous. You know what I call it? It's bad parenting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's lazy. Do your jobs, parents. It just teaches kids to behave based on fear instead of just teaching your kids to behave because that's what you're supposed to do. Don't just tell them to be good because they're going to get all these wonderful gifts one time a year. No, do it because that's how you're supposed to behave. That's what you're supposed to do.
Eileen, you must be really fun at parties.
You're super mad.
I'm a blast. You'd never believe it.
No, I wouldn't.
You know what I want to know? I want to know how many people are out there who don't do this stupid, made-up tradition. I don't think it's fair that you can just make something up. Parents, raise your kids right.
Okay, Eileen, I'm done with you. It takes a village. And if that village is filled with elves, then so be it.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's a toy. It's not hurting anyone, Eileen. By the way, do you live in Gates?
Yeah, why?
That's where all the angry Italian people
are. I was going to guess Greece, but whatever.
Gates.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much. Let me say this one last thing. If you need a toy to do your job for you, then you shouldn't be a parent. Have a nice holiday.
Okay, Eileen. Thank you for that. We should have probably just kept to your message.
Are you bribing this unhinged woman with a Giants gift card?
That'll get you. Thanks for the card.
Yeah, you're welcome, Eileen. Mm-hmm. To put it to good use, you and your girlfriends can all go out to breakfast and complain.
Okay, I do have to run. I just wanted to vent this morning. I had nothing else to do.
Yeah,
we know.
Clearly. Bye, Eileen. Have a good holiday.
Bye. Thanks. Happy holiday.
She has so much free time on her hands, considering she's not, going about with the elf.
There are some things in this world that just piss people off. And they got no problem telling you how they feel. But something as small as Elf on the Shelf, I don't know. We got a couple text messages coming in right now I'm going to get to. 585-252-9800. Agree or disagree with Eileen?
There are so many people. This lady is crazy. This person says, I've raised three amazing kids that are very respectful and well-behaved. Elf on the Shelf is fun with laughs and new ways to make kids laugh. What's the difference between Elf on the Shelf and Santa's Watching?
I will say there's
he
a lot.
He knows when you're naughty and nice.
Yeah, he definitely. There's so many parents that post on social media some of the Elf on the Shelf ideas they come up with, and they're super creative. They're fun. They're fun. I'm thinking about doing it at home just for me.
Yeah, you should.
Rachel says.
You need those eyes.
Rachel says it's also teaching kids to be okay with 24/7 surveillance. I've seen so many kids have panic attacks over their siblings touching the elves and destroying their magic.
Yeah.
Mom, don't
touch it.
Mom says, I'm mom to a 7 and 10-year-old kid. You can kind of tell even for that caller on the air that they have lost the magic in them.
Yeah.
Elf on the Shelf has been a tradition since the kids were little, and they love it. It's not a pain to do. It's not making my kids feel like they're under surveillance. It's something we all look forward to and will remember. The same way this woman's Eileen, the same way her kids will remember their mom being a bitter, miserable Scrooge all year round. Okay, touche.
Live on PXY mornings. If you want to cry, come to PXY. I think it's kind of cute. My parents never did this. And I think it's fun when people set them up in funny places every morning and put a ton of effort into displaying them. Using it as a threat when your kids are misbehaving is lazy and is a tradition in itself. This one can be fun. I think she's linking fun and discipline, and that's not the point of it. She doesn't get it. And like, listen, Eileen, it's not for you. It's not for you to get. If you don't get it, you don't get it. The girls who get it. The ones who don't, don't.
No, she doesn't strike me as the creative type. Lewis says, sup, guys. I told my kids that since we're from Puerto Rican descent, we don't participate in Elf on the Shelf. They replied, but we're Italian also. And then I came back with yes, but only 25%, so it doesn't count. They believed me and dropped it. Thank God. All right. So Lewis is not for Elf on the Shelf. And I'll go to our friend Amanda here that says, this lady has me screaming at my radio this morning. What is her problem? She reminds me of my mother-in-law, who also lives in Gates, who also loves to complain about things that make other people happy. Well, Amanda, maybe that was your mother-in-law. Eileen.
And this person says, it's extremely inconsiderate for this woman to go on air while we're all driving our kids to school, trashing the elf that they love. Miserable woman.
I know, the kids love it too, so what does it matter? Guys, if you do Elf on the Shelf, keep doing it. I'm loving the stories on social media, seeing what some of you guys come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me want to be a dad.
Oh my God.
98 PXY Traffic.